That's too easy. It can't be
Yeah.
that easy. I've had to struggle for so long to build brands and to create my own stuff from my own experience. So that just felt like cheating to me, and it felt like kind of scammy. I was like, I just wrote it off as a scam for so long.
Welcome to Abundant Self, your podcast for female empowerment, spirituality, mindset, and more. I'm your host, Jules, entrepreneur, coach, personal development seeker, and your number one cheerleader on this mission to guide you today becoming your most abundant self. Are you ready to unleash your inner goddess? Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Abundant Self. I am so beyond excited for today's episode because I have a guest with me and we actually don't know each other for so long. So this is like something that also thanks to the online space is possible. And if you clicked on this episode, it's because you are interested in those type of topics. So welcome, welcome to Six Figure Honey here on Abundant Self.
Oh, thank you so much. I know it is so funny that we like really have only chatted for like a handful of weeks, not like months even. So yeah, I just, one of the things I love about Instagram and the online space is you just meet so many amazing people. And yeah, it's just so fun.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time and jumping on the podcast with me. I feel like this conversation we're going to do or we're going to have right now is something that will expand a lot of people's minds by just knowing that, hey, actually, what she has done is possible for me too.
Yes, that's like what I would love for that to be the biggest takeaway. And I'm so shocked at, like, I don't know, the number of people who don't know about this opportunity either in the online space, but there's just, I just feel like whatever your passion is and whatever you want to do, you can so easily monetize it these days online. And I don't know, what a blessing that is. It's so cool.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so for someone right now listening who has no clue, who's like, well, what are the chicks even talking about? Maybe you can give like a short introduction, just like little description of what you do, who you are, or also how you actually came to do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a quick overview is I do digital marketing. I do it completely anonymously, faceless. So I do it under the brand of Six Figure Honey. So instead of building like my personal brand under my name, I've been building it under this kind of like moniker. So how I got into it, I actually used to do social media coaching back in like 2021. Where I would just teach other like coaches and things how to better their Instagram pages. Life stuff happened. I lost my grandfather. I lost a 4-year relationship. I moved to a totally new state and the business just fell apart. And it's just been one of those things, you know, where you're like, gosh, what if I would have kept with that? What if I would have stuck with that? And I just remember trying to go back to it and I don't know. It just wasn't there. It just felt like I was going back into this space that I had already left behind. And so I was looking for something new to try where I was like, I know that I'm really good at this, but I don't want to build a personal brand. I don't want it to be about me. I don't want my family checking in on it. And also, I've started so many side hustles that I was like, I can't tell people that I'm starting another thing. Like, it's just exhausting and I don't need the energy and the questions and the, oh, wow, okay. So yes, but
I love that. This is so relatable.
I know, I get girls being like, oh my gosh, literally I've tried everything. And I'm like, I know, I could just feel like that's entrepreneurship though, right? I feel like you just always are searching for, you know, you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to be able to make your own business or your own like income, but you, I don't know, you, it's a journey to find what works best for you, right? And so, yeah, that was my journey. And I came across this girl, I had seen people doing digital marketing, but from a personal brand. And I was just like, I love the opportunity, but that's just not my vibe. That's just not for me. And then I just came across a girl doing it faceless. She had kind of merged, I don't know if you know what a theme page is, but essentially it's just those pages that do like positive quotes. It might be like at wealth and they just post quotes about wealth and tips and things like that. And so whenever I saw her doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is genius. Like, that I could just literally not have to get ready. Because the other thing when I was doing my coaching business was I worked from home that time. So I was like, I would get, do my makeup, do my hair, and put on like a cute outfit for a reel. And then that was like it. So it just felt really exhausting and I got burnt out very easily doing that. So yeah, when I saw her doing it faceless, just using stock photos and images, I thought that was absolutely genius. And then on top of that, the fact that, again, coming from my coaching background, I used to spend hours and days working on building out courses, building out e-guides, building out these templates. So when I discovered that you could buy a course that had resale rights with it, either MRR or PLR with it, I was like, oh my gosh, well, I'll just use this to start with, and then I'll build my own stuff. And I've kind of done that, but I've just realized how smart it is to sell a course that's already made, that's already beautifully designed, and that also already has an audience. Like there are people, there's like a warm audience with resale courses because they haven't just seen you posting about it, they've seen other people posting about it. So really, the only goal there is like, I just have to share my journey, my experience, and I'm going to attract other like-minded people who I vibe with instead of just having to sell the course. So that's what I also love about it. Sorry, that was a very long roundabout answer.
No, I absolutely love that. I loved every single part of it. And I'm sure that also now, if you are listening right now to the podcast, you're also like, wow, like, what is this opportunity? I want to learn more because I also came across this just recently, I'd say, like maybe 6 or 7 months ago. I've seen someone online, like with a course that actually comes with master resale rights. And you know, I'm a coach myself, so I also was like, well, I'm totally full with my coaching clients. Like, how am I supposed to now do a course? Like, it didn't fit. Like, the time was not right, and so it just kept going in the space online. And so now I stumbled across it again, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna purchase this. I need to know what it's all about and how I can also then transform my clients' lives with me having this knowledge and eventually reselling the course.
Yeah, no, it really is a crazy opportunity. And I feel like it is one of those things that if you haven't heard of it at all, and especially if you are new to like kind of making money in the online space, it's hard to like kind of understand what the industry even is. Because I remember seeing it and being kind of resistant to it, honestly. First off, like my ego is very much in the way as somebody who used to create courses and do like the coaching and stuff. I was like, you're just buying a course to resell a course. Like,
That's too easy.
that's too easy. It can't be that easy. I've had to struggle for so long to build brands and to create my own stuff from my own experience. So that just felt like cheating to me, and it felt like kind of scammy. I was like, I just wrote it off as a scam for so long. And I had also joined like back, I think early out of college, I had tried to do an MLM because they kind of had touted similar things. And then I was very much like, oh, that's not, I'm not going to say it's not for everyone. I know that there are some people who are very successful with multi-level marketing, but I was just like, that's just not for me. It's a lot of work for a percentage of income, and that's just not my vibe. So I thought, I was like, oh, it's just MLM, but it's online. And that was like my next thought. So I feel like everybody goes through this journey of being like 100% scam. Maybe it's an MLM. Wait, what are they doing? And then you kind of just like dig into it deeper. But yeah, the fact that you can literally buy a pre-made course that teaches you how to set up a website, funnels, teaches you email marketing, affiliate marketing, branding, content creation, all of that. And then you, at the end of the course, you get to then resell that course is kind of just a wild concept and kind of hard to wrap your head around. But I don't know, it just makes, the more that I do it, the more it makes a lot of sense. And I also remember being like, well, how do they keep 100% profit? Like, why would you do that? Because then if I've sold a course and that person goes on to sell 10 courses and I've only sold the one, like the person I sold to is making more money than me. Like, but I think that mentality also comes from a bit of a scarcity mindset of like, well, if I make this course and I sell it with resale rights and then other people sell it more than me, I'm missing out. And it's like, no, you're missing the point. Like, you're giving other people an opportunity to build a business, to learn from you. And then also you're creating your own brand and adding value to the world. And I think that that is more important than what am I going to get out of it, like monetarily.
100%. Yeah, I love that you're saying that. And also, I've had to listen to your podcast episodes because your podcast is the same name than your Instagram handle, right? It's Six
Yeah.
Figure Honey.
Keeping it
Yeah.
simple.
Amazing. So I've just the other day, I've had to listen to the podcast and I love how you not just like share so much value, but you also share this whole like concept of you actually also manifesting this. And I'm a huge believer in manifestation and all the mindset work because I've been a manifestation coach for the last 2 years. So manifestation is something that I teach my clients also when it comes to starting their own online business, or even if it's, you know, something else in life that is happening, manifestation is real and it's something that is working. And so maybe you can run us through some of your specifically now to you starting this and succeeding in this faceless business. Maybe you can run us through some of your favorite manifestation techniques, I guess.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Yes, I just don't think that you can't. You have to have both, right? You have to have the skill set, the tangible stuff that's in our world, like that exists in our world. And then you also have to know how to tap into those energies and manifest too. Like they have to go hand in hand. If
Yep.
you just have the skills in the business, you're going to feel burnt out. And if you just have the manifestation part, you're going to be also probably burnt out, but in like an emotional, spiritual way of like, why is this not happening? And it's like, well, because
working.
Actions that you need to be taking in order to get what you want. So some of my favorite things is just honestly writing things down and then stepping away and trying to get into a high vibe and then stepping away. So some of them, I've been able to manifest a lot of crazy scenarios, honestly, in my business. Like I remember one of the first sales I made, I was at a coffee shop and I had a girl kind of messaging me about the opportunity, but she had mentioned that she wasn't really ready to buy. But I still just had this feeling that I was going to make a sale. And I was like, okay, I just like have this really strong feeling. And one of my, I guess it's kind of a technique, is staying in that feeling. So even though I had work to get done, to be honest, I was like, I need to keep this feeling because I can either do, it can go one of two ways. I can keep scrolling on Instagram, seeing who's liking my stuff, seeing who's, you know, watching my stories and being like, oh my gosh, where is it going to come from? Is it going to be this person? Do I need to make another post about it? Like I could get into this kind of manic manifesting state. And instead I was like, nope. And I closed my laptop. I was like, okay, I need to go. I need to go walk on the beach. I need to go just get in nature, leave my phone in the car and just go for a little walk. And I did. And I was like, I don't know, just trying to be very present and just trying to do like kind of the power of now really talks about like using your five senses to get into the present moment, right? What am I feeling? What am I hearing? And also the beach is like the perfect place to do that because there's wind, there's salt air,
yeah,
there's sounds, there's smells. So I went for this little walk and then 2 hours later, a sale came in from my podcast, which I think I had put out one or two episodes. I hadn't promoted it anywhere. So the fact that somebody found my podcast, bought something from me that same day was just mind blowing to me. Cause if you would have been like, oh, where, if you're going to get a sale today, where's it going to come from? And I was like, oh, probably this girl that I've been talking with for a couple of days now. Like, I know she's not ready to buy, but if anybody was going to buy, it would be her. And so just the fact that it was this very random thing, but that's usually, I would say, a part of my technique is just whenever I get into a high vibrational state, doing things that probably don't always seem aligned to, I don't know, to hold that space and to hold that state in that vibration and keep that feeling there and just feeling real.
I love that. Oh yeah, absolutely. And also what you're saying about just releasing it. And so many people, and I also know that from my clients, they are struggling with how do I detach? Like there's always this attachment to the outcome, the attachment to the sale. And exactly what you're saying, like, hey, sometimes you don't, like most of the times, you don't need to know where it comes from or how it's going to play out. You just need to release and let go and do your thing and have fun and be present. And then suddenly it's going to happen in a way that you didn't even imagine or thought about.
Yes, no, exactly. And then I don't know, I just have several stories. Like we went on vacation with my family in Mexico, and I wrote down in my journal. I also do like to get specific if I have a goal. So I literally, in the time that I was on vacation, sold the exact amount that I wrote down.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just so crazy. So one of the things I would say too is like getting out of your routine can help. And it doesn't have to be. I know it's like, well, I can't afford to go on vacation right now, so how is that possible? But you can choose to go, like, just change little things throughout your day that gets your brain just working in a different way and gets you distracted and gets you, again, pulls you kind of into the present moment, whether it's going to a new coffee shop. I try to go to new coffee shops all the time. Again, I work from home, so it's a little bit easier, but I don't know, go walk a neighborhood that you've never really been to before, or go, if you want to work somewhere else, go to like a fancy hotel and work in their lobby or at their cafe inside. So you're surrounded by all of the, like, if your goal is to be like a, boss babe CEO, like go surround yourself with those people and get into those environments. And it doesn't have to be a daily thing, but just make it a priority, like once a week, I'm going to go experience this. Because I think that that, I don't know, can just really make things come even faster because you're just, I don't know, distracted and in a new environment, and your brain's just like, I don't know, kind of rewiring and reconnecting things in ways that you don't even understand half the time.
Oh, totally. The environment part, and that you are surrounded by people who maybe also have different types of conversations. It's so insane how powerful that is for your brain and for your subconscious, especially.
Yeah, I remember there was a time, honestly, probably the start of my like entrepreneurial journey was the simplest change that I made in my life, and it was the most profound. But again, it's going to sound so silly. So where I used to live before I moved, I lived 3 blocks north of like the most expensive neighborhood in that state. So I live in the States. So, but yeah, I feel like every city has that one neighborhood with these huge rolling lawns and big like estates and things like that. And to get to work, when I worked at an office, I could either go north. The simplest path was just to go north, don't go through the neighborhood at all. And it added, or it took away like 2 to 3 minutes on my commute, where I could drive through the neighborhood and it wasn't as direct of a route, but I would pass all of these really beautiful houses. And one day I was like, that'd be just such a better way to start my day, like driving through these houses and kind of like pretending I live here kind of thing.
Yes.
And as I made that commute, I just started noticing myself asking these questions of like, oh my God, like it started out with just like, gosh, these are beautiful. I could never afford this. And then it was like, well, how do people afford these types of houses? Not your average lawyer can't afford a $5 million home making six figures. That just doesn't add up. And
Yep.
so I really started asking myself that question, like, what do these people do? How do they make this money? What could I do to start making this money? Can I start investing more? Can I start, I don't know, a business? Can I start getting more income streams? And it just really sent me more, even more on this path of, okay, what are the wealthy doing to afford these things? These are just normal people. And so even just that small change in the route that I take or driving through nice neighborhoods can really just require your brain to start thinking in different ways and different patterns.
Yeah. Wow, so good. Yeah. Absolutely. And is there something, like, I know, for example, that a lot of my listeners are also from Europe, and you know, the way how we are raised is like, it's, I think it's the same in the US. It's like this traditional, you gotta go to uni, have a 9-to-5 job, and like this, you know, like society pattern. And whenever you want to break out, it's like there's a lot of shame and a lot of like guilt around wanting to actually attract large sums of money and wanting to be a millionaire and wanting to make thousands of dollars a day. So I actually personally, because I had to rewire my brain myself and hire coaches and join programs and courses and all do all those things and all the inner work to actually now be at the point where I'm like, okay, you know, like it's possible for other people. I know it's possible for me too, but I know that it's also not always easy and that there are people who are still struggling with this. So is there like, I guess, a tip or something from you, from your side, where you're like, okay, this is my approach to releasing that shame or releasing that guilt of wanting more or wanting a better life.
Oh, that's such a good question. I kind of have to think about that one. But it is very true. I've experienced and witnessed this because, again, mine's pretty anonymous. So people don't really know that I'm making the kind of money that I'm making right now, which is also kind of weird. But so my fiance quit his 9 to 5, his safe 9 to 5 business. He didn't have much work to do. He was just bored sitting at his computer, but it was safe. He got paid every 2 weeks. He had a 401k. He had all of the things that he was supposed to have, and he quit and he bought this service-based business. And you can kind of, it's so interesting when we tell people, because most people are very excited, but there's just this feeling of like, I hate to say jealousy, but like there's either fear of like people start asking questions like, well, have you thought about insurance? Have you thought about all of these things? And it's like, he has thought of everything. Yes, he's gone through all of the steps of purchasing the business. Like, he knows what he's doing. This was not an overnight thing. It honestly can't be with all the paperwork. But so we would see people's kind of excited but fearful, or excited but kind of jealous, like kind of this feeling of like, oh, that's great. And then they kind of start telling their story about how they wished they could. So I think that's where I feel like part of the shame comes from is, well, I had to struggle. This is how I did it. If you do it, that invalidates my experience and how I became and how I make money and the lifestyle that I live, because I believe it has to be this way. So I think sometimes when you can just understand that people's shame or their reactions is more based on, again, I hate to use the word jealousy or envy, but it is a reflection of their own thoughts and how they wished they had approached life, right? So it, or sometimes it is just a lack of understanding and being like, I don't know. So you just have to kind of put yourself in those shoes. Like, not everybody's going to understand it, and that's okay. And a lot of people that are resistant to you doing that, it's because, I don't know, they wished that they would have taken chances in their life, and they're thinking back on all the times that maybe they didn't invest in, you know, real estate when it was at a certain point. Maybe they didn't invest in a certain stock when it was at a certain point. Maybe they had the opportunity to buy a business, invest in a business, start a business, and they didn't take that opportunity. So I feel like that's a big part of it. And then also what you could do is partially what I'm doing. And I don't know, have found a way to build my thing quietly, right? If it becomes something that where I'm just so successful and it's replaced my 9 to 5 job, and it's very obvious that I'm doing something that isn't my 9 to 5 job, like maybe I'll start to tell people. But there is this kind of fun thing of having something that is mine and not letting other people's doubts or worries and having to have those conversations about what it is that I'm doing and explaining to people. That's really beneficial. And I know that not everybody can do that. Not everybody is in the online space, or some people, it is important for them to have a personal brand. If it's a coaching business, I get it's pretty important to have your face forward if you're going to be a coach, in my opinion, unless you're coaching other faceless accounts. So, yeah, I don't know if that answered your question. I feel like that was a
Oh
lot of
yeah.
like a
No,
four-pronged
this was
answer.
no. It answered everything. Yeah. I just love everything that you do. And I'm
Yeah.
just so grateful that we got to have this conversation. And if anyone is right now wondering where to find you, I'm going to leave all of the details, where to find you, everything down in the show notes below, as always. Is there anything else you would like to now tell someone who is right now listening, maybe some encouraging words or anything that just comes from your heart?
Yeah, I think I would just say something that I see a lot is people waiting for permission to be successful. I think kind of how we were talking about, we have this specific roadmap of like, you go to school, you get a 9 to 5 job, you do all of this stuff. Nobody is going to come and tell you that you're going to be successful in your entrepreneurship, and nobody's going to give you that permission except me and Jules right now. We're giving you permission to go off and be successful in your entrepreneurship journey. I know it's scary. It's scary for everybody, but you never know if you don't try and you don't take the risk. But yeah, I guess that's the best thing I would say is like, give yourself permission to be successful.
Wow, so powerful. And those words from someone who has made incredible money in just the last 2.5 months from her faceless online business. Absolutely insane. And also your community is growing. So that's also just a testimony to how powerful the course is and that you actually, everything that you learn, you implement and you see the results.
Yes, exactly. It's absolutely amazing. I was shocked at the results I've been able to get in just, 2.5, 3 months now.
That's insane. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you guys for listening. If you've made it until here, please make sure to always rate the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, as always, and share this episode with a friend, with a family member, someone who can benefit from what we are sharing. See you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for being here and for listening to another episode of Abundant Self. I'm an independent podcast. It's just me by myself, so it would be highly appreciated for you to either just leave me a quick review or also share this episode with a friend, a family member, whoever could take benefit from what I'm sharing. Lots of love from me to you. I'll see you soon.